So it looks like there's going to be a part two for this. I didn't realize I'd been talking for 5 minutes. Anyway, so that's kind of like, you know, the issue that everybody had with Windows bundling Internet Explorer in as your browser and not being able to delete it. I think it's not on the same scale that issue is, but it is kind of similar to it. The other big accessibility problem that I've found is that the options menu used to be that you could get to, you know, you had options general, but then under that you had, you know, reading, writing, discussion, all kinds of other stuff like that that you could get to. Now you can't get to that using a screen reader. You either have to get somebody to click to uncollapse the menu, and you better pray that they know how to actually uncollapse the menu, because if they don't, they're not going to be able to do it. Or you have to go to the URL for each configuration page, which means you've got to go look that up. And if you want to make your life easier, favorite all of that. And I, once again, I think that's kind of having to go around your elbow to get to your asshole to do something, and that is just ridiculous. Because I can't see any real reason for it other than, oh, cool, look, we can add a new feature. We can give people cute little flyout menus that, you know, might look cute, but definitely kill accessibility. So, I would like to think that I can get a hold of the WordPress developers and maybe see if some of this can't be changed or alternatives added, but I don't know how successful I'm going to be at that. And as much as I like WordPress, I don't want to have to switch to Drupal to do everything, because Drupal doesn't have a lot of the features that I'm looking for my personal site. But I will switch if I can't get any of this worked out, because I shouldn't have to depend on sighted people to administer my WordPress website. This is supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to become a big, huge hassle. So I'm hoping that I can write to the developers and at least maybe have partial success on getting some of this fixed, because I would really like to be able to keep using WordPress, and I'd like to be able to recommend it to blind web developers. Okay, I promise I'm finished. There will not be anything above part two for this. No part four. No four-part ramblings, Kevin. Anyway, talk to you guys later, and hopefully there will be more soon. I hope to have more cute puppy stuff and things like that, fun little things to put up here. Later.